老早换窗户的。呀，咱东部，哦，说句实话，刚刚接的，你干嘛？啊，今年就刚接。啊，天，原来怎么？难的，就是现在。
So first, we will spend 1 or 2 minutes developing or generating the bodhicitta motivation. Yeah, the developing the altruistic intention to become a Buddha for the benefit of all sentient beings is the reason for taking part in this session here today. And then after that, we will perform the seven limb practice and then offer the mandala.
So, first, we will spend 1 or 2 minutes to发起我们内心的菩提心，然后，也就是说，我们要发愿成佛，以便可以利益一切众生的这种心态。然后接下来，我们再做这个七支供养，还有曼德拉供。
我的那个大悲心，安排结巴说呢，俺是弄个他那边神仙团结，龙王的团呢，啊，对吧？拉那边吧。아드네진행해보자뒤에제대한어느조수친구뒤에는더보자그러면어떤지어그런게나야보도스
So we should think for the benefit of all the sentient beings, living beings whose number equal to the limitless extent of space must free them from all their suffering and place them in the state of unsurpassed peerless happinessAnd for this reason, I have to achieve, I must at all costs achieve the state of full enlightenment.
我们要想，就是为了一切这无量无边如虚空般的众生的利益，为了可以帮助他们，使他们脱离一切的痛苦，而把他们呢安置在一个最高的这个快乐的这个最高的层次里面，为了我可以达成这一个目的呢，我一定要成就最圆满的啊佛道。
我第一晓得，反正马爷呢七十年不，他七十年没有，年没有养呢，我的呢那当然就当个本在呗，那啥啊，那就做那什么。Tipa, Samba, Gomba, the day the end of the Zan and Pamba, Dutchin was a genius share, some of the Nijikum, Kernan, come on, you see, on the Gonja.
Then also we develop the wish, the thought, that here we are here to look at, learn about this practice, this text, which is called the Three Principal Aspects of the Path, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa.And these three principal aspects of the path is the very heart of the essence of all the teachings of the great vehicle or the Mahayana. Yeah? So we're here to learn, to reflect, and then to meditate on these teachings. Why? So that we can be of great benefit for other living beings.
Then we also need to create a kind of attitude for听法的一种非常强烈的渴求的心态。我们来这边听法啊，为什么我们来这边听法呢？为什么我们来这边听闻这三主要道？宗喀巴大师他所著的这三主要道的这个教法呢？因为这个教法它是一切诸佛的佛法的那个教导的精髓，也是一切大乘佛法的精髓。为了可以利益一切众生，我们因此呢，今天来到这里呀，听闻这个三主要道的开示啊，以便我们可以达成我们的目的，然后我们可以真正的去利益一切众生。
So of the three principal aspects of the path of renunciation, bodhicitta and the correct view of reality, of these three, we have we're still at the first one, talking about or explaining about renunciation. Yeah, an explanation of renunciation is broken into two main parts. Yeah, first, the reason why we have to develop the thought of renunciation, and then second, the measure of having developed renunciation. And under the section of developing renunciation, then that is broken again into two parts. Yeah, developing the toward the renunciation or towards this life, and that we have already finished. Yeah. Next is developing the toward renunciation of future lives. Yeah, and that is shown by the last two lines of verse number four. You could actually reverse the order of these two lines. You can actually translate it as this: think repeatedly of the infallible effects of karma and the suffering of this world. Therefore, reverse attraction to future lives. It's the same. It doesn't matter. You know, you can read it as it is, but.
三主要道呢，就是分为出离心、菩提心，还有空性正见。然后，我们现在这三主要道中呢，主要所讲解的是第一个部分，也就是出离心这一部分。然后出离心这里面呢，可以分为两部分，也就是第一呢是如何可以，为什么我们要发起这个出离心呢？然后第二是说，我们如果是发起了菩提，对不起，如果我们发起了出离心啊，如何怎么样去衡量它？说我们已经发起了这个出离心。然后这第一部分呢，就如何发起出离心这一部分呢？它又可以再另外再分为两个部分，就是说，首先第一呢是如何发起对于出离今世的这些种种的安乐的这种出离心，然后第二呢是出离未来世的这种出离心。所以我们已经解说完第一个部分，也就是说如何发起这个出离今世的安乐的这种出离心，这个已经圆满了。然后接下来呢是讲到就是如何发起这个出离来世安乐的那种出离心。然后这个呢，它是在第四个偈颂的最后两句，也就是说，业果不爽轮回苦，宿世能断来世欲。
我的那意思啊，他民主席夸了谁呢？民主嘛是，但夸谁的？我那兄弟叫什么个？在什么个地方考啊？但是城里考啊，他先把的，先把的搞啊，好像那的，当年那个吃了老美白些，这个城里考什么考了先把的搞，他考了啥呢？研究嘛是的，是什么个？俺们考了，先把钱呢，俺们研究，用过嘛的是，学过嘛的是。
So Manjushri have said that one should not grasp or be attached at a cyclic existence. You know? So when we talk about attachment to cyclic existence or grasping at cyclic existence, wanting to be part of cyclic existence, yeah? And that is actually involves two aspects.